listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today we're taking another little look at the life of David, and we're going to pick it up in 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 6, where David had an experience with the holy bread. Let me read you 1 Samuel 21, 6, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Here's what we read. So the priest gave him holy bread, for there was no bread there but the showbread, which had been taken from before the Lord, in order to put hot bread in its place on the day when it was taken away. The tabernacle of the Lord had a table inside of it that held 12 loaves or cakes of bread, symbolizing God's continual fellowship with Israel. The importance and meaning of the bread is found in its name. Literally, showbread, that's the term used for it here in verse 6, means bread of faces. It is bread associated with and to be eaten before the face of God. F.B. Meyer called the showbread presence bread. And to eat the showbread was to eat God's bread in God's house as a friend and as a guest of the Lord, enjoying his hospitality. In that culture, eating together formed a bond of friendship that was permanent and even sacred. The showbread was always to be fresh. The priest gave David the old showbread, which, according to verse 6, which had been taken from before the Lord in order to put hot bread in its place. You know, God wants our fellowship with him, our time before his face, to be fresh. And the showbread was not to be treated casually. In fact, it was to be eaten by the priests. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 9 says, "And it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place." While this passage in Leviticus does not specifically say that only priests could eat the showbread, it established the principle that it must be regarded as holy and not be distributed casually. So, the priest asked David for a basic level of ceremonial cleanliness before he gave him the showbread. So we read again there in verse 6, "So the priest gave him holy bread, for there was no bread there but the showbread." In giving David the bread, the priest broke with priestly custom, but he did not break with God's word. He rightly understood that in this context, human need was more important than priestly customs. When later, in the days of Jesus, the disciples of Jesus were criticized for breaking religious custom by eating against religious traditions, Jesus used what the high priest did here in 1 Samuel 21 to explain the matter. You can find that in Matthew chapter 12 in the first 8 verses. Jesus approved of what the priest did here in 1 Samuel 21, and Jesus honored him by standing on the same principle. The point with both the priest and with Jesus is powerful. Listen, human traditions are never more important than God's word itself. If God had said, "Only the priests can eat this bread," it would have been different. But God never said that. To put the word "only" in there seemed logical, but in fact it was adding to God's word. We must never elevate our extension of God's word and our application of God's word to the same level as God's word itself. No, put your trust in what God has actually said and what he has actually promised you in Jesus Christ, not what the traditions of man say and promise, even if they're religious traditions. You can trust in Jesus today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.